The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today I'm going to be looking at a problematic relationship. Maria from Wolfsburg in Germany wants to know, why can't you mix oil and water? Oil and water are a little like dogs and cats. They prefer to avoid one another if they can. You'll see what I mean if you take a look at your next bowl of chicken soup. The grease from the chicken separates into drops that float around up on the surface, right? Everyone knows that oil and water just don't mix. But how come? Well, it has to do with their opposed chemical natures. Let's take a closer look at their characters, really examine their core values. Like everything else, each of these two liquids is made up of teeny tiny particles, molecules. Each molecule is in turn made up of other, even smaller components, atoms. Water molecules consist of two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen atom, H2O. On the sides of a water molecule where the hydrogen atoms jut out, there's a slight positive charge. On the oxygen side of the molecule, there's a slight negative charge. A water molecule, therefore, has a positive pole and a negative pole. In chemical terms, molecules like this are called polar. Are you with me so far? When two polar molecules run into each other, they feel what can only be described as an irresistible attraction. Like magnets, the differently charged domains are drawn to one another. In this way, individual water molecules cohere, creating what are called hydrogen bonds. But water molecules can't enter into a similar relationship with oil molecules because oil molecules are non-polar. They don't have sides that are charged, either positively or negatively. Instead, their charge is evenly distributed over the entire molecule. In other words, there isn't an unambiguous pole. There's nowhere for the water molecule to latch on. That's why polar water molecules and non-polar fat molecules are unable to find a common ground, even when they're forced to share the same bowl. If they're in close proximity, as they are in chicken soup, then like prefers to stick with like. Because the oil is less dense than water, it automatically floats to the surface of the soup. The water has to carry it. Bonding between polar and non-polar liquids is simply out of the question. Well, I've got a date now with my own female counterpole. Both of us are mysteriously drawn to ice cream. So have a good one, and I'll see you again next week with lots of fascinating news from the world of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.